This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Kari Jackson from Dallas is going to pop in about 5 minutes from now. Then I'm going to take some of your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us, especially if you're a police officer, or if you are in Dallas and witness any of this, or if you're a Black Lives Matter, Trigglypuff, social justice warrior, whatever, communist. I mean, if you know how to dial a phone, I'm not kidding. These people are really dumb. We'd like to hear from you. Can we cue up the bang, bang, you're dead, oink, oink, you're dead stuff from Austin that we shot last year? And imagine you got a bunch of drunk people at South by Southwest standing around who are about as racist as a rock on the ground, with people just marching around with guns, not to exercise the Second Amendment, but to say we're going to kill cops, as if doing that makes the police scared of you in the way you think. They just don't go into your neighborhood now, and criminals can run around and do whatever you want. And I'm telling you, you look at the new Black Panther Party people in this video. If you're a TV viewer or radio listener, go to Infowars.com/show. I don't know what it is about Klan rallies I've covered or these racist black rallies, but I mean, these people look, whether they're white or black, they have this same, just dumber than a dog look in their eyes. I mean, they are just so stupid. And we ought to compare them to Klan rallies, because I'm telling you, the only people, I don't know what it is, they all have the same slack, dumb, just look at these people. Look at these people. Look at these guys. Just look how dumb that guy on the end looks right there. Just totally stupid. And they all have, I mean, look at this moron. Just randomly, let's kill the police. Look at this guy. This guy. Some of that down. I'm sorry. There's some cussing in here. We'll delete that. I forgot this is a raw tape. I guess we can't play it. There's so much. Bang, bang, you're dead. You know, kill the pigs. All this is going to do is get the police more militarized and more out of control. And all this is going to do is create more division in this country. But you see, to idiots, they don't know that. They really think that this is helping, because they see Obama, and they see Google, and they see Jesse Jackson, and they see Hillary, everybody catering to this and saying, yes, you're right, it's a terrible thing. You are the epitome of what's good in this country, because 258 black people were shot by police in 2015. And 2,000 people were shot in Chicago, 90%+ black, and more die every year in Chicago, black-on-black shootings, than die total from police. But again, it's okay because a black person did it. And they don't have all the numbers, but something like 35%, I saw the number on CNN, who knows if it's true, years ago, of the shootings on average are black-on-black with police. So you're talking about 100-something of white or other officers shooting black people. I mean, it's super rare, folks. But out of 330 million people, you can get one sometimes in the summer, every couple days, you know, when crime isn't up or whatever, in the winter or whatever. Maybe you have to wait a week or so to have one to use and hype up and in line. And look, I'll be completely honest. I don't like corrupt authority. I'm a fighter. And so I've been arrested at demonstrations by police that were wrong. I've run into thug cops. I've had a jail guard, a redhead jail guard, run my head in the wall once. For no reason. And I don't like seeing the globalists use the police to carry out their operations. And I've written books and made films called Police State 2000. 9/11, Descent into Tyranny. But again, this is a globalist plan to bring the country down. So I'm absolutely, totally against it. Because it's I'm going to play a bunch of clips. Go to Jakari. Go to your phone calls. Break down the latest on what's happened, but here's the bottom line. They are successfully kicking off a civil war in this country ahead of the election. Major banks are on the verge of imploding. Just this is an incredible time to be alive, right?
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you prepared with food that has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO-free and has no MSG, the highest quality on the planet? For only $95 a month, get a full month's supply of food at DeseretFoodStore.com. If you're one of the next 100 people to sign up, you'll get 1 month additional for free. Yes, that's right. Buy one and get one free for the first month. Go to DeseretFoodStore.com now or call 801-444-1444. That's 801-444-1444.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. I've been predicting for at least 4 years that they would try to launch some type of civil war based on kind of a communist slash Black Lives Matter movement funded by George Soros, funded by multinationals. George Soros has overthrown Ukraine, starting with anti-police demonstrations, playing Catholic off against Orthodox. They'll just take any groups they can with the sociology and do this. They did it in Egypt, starting with anti-police demonstrations, and overthrew our allies. Remember that. They did that in other areas as well. Soros admits he's doing it. He spent hundreds of millions on this, $35 million alone, launching it. The Justice Department got caught running the Trayvon Martin demonstrations. Does that mean there aren't problems with the police? Absolutely. Do we cover it? We're on the cutting edge of that. To reform police. But if a cop shoots somebody wrong in Minnesota or in Louisiana this week, do you randomly go to Dallas and then injure 15 cops and kill five and then shoot some of the Black Lives Matter demonstrators that are out there? This is crazy until you realize Obama has doubled black unemployment, at least the globalist policies have. All they have is this division. This is their program. And Obama has come out in the latest shooting, here's Politico, we played the clip last hour, and says U.S. police must reform. Wow, as if the Dallas cops reformed, this wouldn't have happened, even though they got a black police chief and most of their leadership's black. Even though Dallas is like 60% black. I mean, that's crazy, ladies and gentlemen. And I grew up in Dallas, and I was, the Dallas cops are doing a pretty good job overall. The point is that this is crazy. And now we've got Jesse Jackson blaming Trump, everybody else. This is totally organized. You have this black nationalist, quote, political movement that's taken responsibility. And it's the first time we've had a robot by the police used to kill the supposed ringleader, Micah X. Johnson, who was an Army soldier. And you've got people all over Twitter and all over Facebook, sick Black Lives Matter supporters celebrate murder of Dallas cops. You have Google coming out saying, we must have justice. So not saying this is horrible. No, justice will fix this. 258 black people killed by police in 2015. We got the numbers. 2,000, 90-plus percent black in Chicago shot last year. Over 500. You don't even hear that, do you? You got Chicago, double the number of black people killed. But you don't hear about it because it's a Democrat-run anti-gun city. And they're going to blame the Second Amendment. They're going to try to bring in this whole crisis culture where they federalize the police and globalize the police. And then they'll call off these groups of useful idiots that are being stirred up. This is mind control, where the media hypes people into believing this is the ultimate story. Ja'Kari Jackson got up, I guess at midnight last night, I'm told. They drove out. They were there at about 4 a.m. in Dallas. But Joe Jennings will say, great job getting that done. And he's now just a block away from where the mass shooting happened, and folks, I'm telling you, I just hope there aren't more of these, but just with the ISIS groups and the rest of it, I suspect we're going to see a lot more of this. Ja'Kari Jackson, I know you've talked to some eyewitnesses, that's coming up, but I got to tell you, we're not tooting our horn here, we're just warning people, showing we know what we're talking about. How much have we predicted this? How much have we covered this? How many of these demonstrations have you personally been to and been tear gassed and rubber bulleted with Joe Biggs? I mean, you can really see the media beating the drums into the election, trying to make this the issue. I mean, Obama giving a speech yesterday on this, and then groups calling for killing of police. What is your take on this, Ja'Kari?
I mean, absolutely, we know that violence towards any group is definitely an issue in this country, whether it's police on the citizenry or the citizenry on police, or as you pointed out, all the black people in Chicago. You know, it's become somewhat of a misnomer. It's just something that you come to expect in Chicago, that every 4th of July, a large amount of people will get shot. I think this year was 60-some-odd people over the 4th of July weekend, and it's just become somewhat of a regular thing. But as you pointed out, those issues in Chicago don't get as much attention as when police shoot somebody. And it's not just when they shoot black people, but when you think about somebody like Kelly Thomas in California, a white man who was beaten to death over the course of 20 minutes on video, if I recall, no indictments. You know, people were outraged about that. But they say that you're only supposed to get mad if it's a black person who is beaten or shot by the police in some very unnecessary type of way. And as we're out here right now, Alex, you can see it's a very calm scene. Heavy police presence, if you look all the way around, there are cops on pretty much every street corner. That red brick building behind me, that is the structure, the parking garage where the shooting came from last night. And we had a chance to speak to a young lady who was out here last night. She was walking in the demonstration. She went to the nearby McDonald's to get some food, and she said the shots rang out. She said she got down on the ground. Officers came up to her like, get out of here, get out of here. She said she heard at least 30 rounds fired before she fled. She's awfully traumatized, and she said she's actually kind of stuck out here because she can't get her car back because they have most of the area blocked off out here. And as you look down the streets, you see a light civilian presence, but heavy police. And, you know, everybody's on high alert. You talk to some guys, other guys who said they can't get their cars out of here because the police lockdown. We try to get down to the press staging area, which last night we were able to get to, but tonight we were, or this morning, we were not able to get in that area. They said, well, we had a cabin. We didn't want a bunch of people walking around out there as they're still conducting active investigation. We saw the feds out here a little bit ago taking pictures. Somebody told us they were still picking up shell casings. So this is still an ongoing and active crime scene here in Dallas.
I know you've been working, but have you had a chance to see all the dramatic footage of this guy ducking behind columns and then going around and shooting the cops? I mean, definitely he had a lot of military training. But you can't blame the military training for it. You have to blame the mental illness or whatever, you know, that triggered this in these folks. But separate from that, Jakari, we know Soros is financing this. We know they used anti-police demonstrations in Ukraine to start the revolution there. What is your view overall of that? Because it seems to be going into high gear.
When you talk about Soros, whether it's here or I should say more particularly when you talk about some place like Ferguson, where they're paying demonstrators to go out there to yell, to you know, get rowdy and all this, and then the demonstrators complain on Twitter when they didn't get their check. I didn't get my check to go out there and yell at the cops this week. It's completely absurd, and it just foments this type of racism, not just against the police, but against whites in general. Because if you recall the words of, was it Micah X. Johnson, I believe, was the suspect they got last night. They shot him with a police robot. He said it was reported that he hated whites, that he wanted to inflict violence on the police. And as you were pointing out earlier, yes, we do see police injustice going on around the country, but that doesn't make it right to go out here and shoot just random guys who happen to be walking down the street. That's
exactly. Let's say hypothetically, one of my kids, God forbid this ever happened, a bad cop on video kills one of my kids in cold blood and then doesn't get in trouble. I'll be honest with you. I would probably do something. That's the kind of guy I am. Why don't these people then, if they think a cop's so bad, go after that cop themselves? I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying, why randomly 1,000 miles from Minnesota, because a cop may have done something bad, just go shoot a bunch of cops? I mean, I just can't imagine projecting onto them when departments are so different, people are so different. How do you just randomly say, there's cops 50 yards away, they're to blame, I'm going to kill them?
Oh, once again, why Dallas was selected, I'm not exactly sure, but I did read something that was very interesting a couple of weeks ago. They're talking about the mass exodus of Dallas police officers. They said in May alone, 40 people left the department. So I'm not sure if the understaffing or the decreased staffing had anything to do with why Dallas was selected for this particular shooting. But when you see so many officers, of course, that increases the suspect's odds for success of escaping if that is indeed the suspect's goal.
Well, sure. I mean, my dad left dentistry even though he had another 10 years to work. He was most successful at that point, managing over 100 clinics. He left because of Obamacare, because it's impossible to even follow it. It's all just a scam meant for big multinational corporations to take control of everything. They're the only ones that can actually follow all the paperwork and the rest of it. And most seasoned doctors are leaving. And it's the same thing with police who really want to serve. It's so corrupt now. It's so out of control. They're such targets that they're just not policing anymore. They're either quitting or they're slow rolling, which is making the murder rate skyrocket, Jakari.
Well, I think that's what's referred to as the Ferguson effect. And you can talk about whether it's the chicken or the egg. Was it the people's response or was it the officer's response that kind of caused that? And that's a debate that I don't think it's ever going to be officially resolved in the annals of history. But, yes, we have seen officers being more cautious when they approach the scene, but sometimes that is a very good thing because you definitely see, like the young guy who got shot in the back by the officer, not here in Dallas, but got shot in the back by the officer, and the officer planted a weapon up. You know, you also have those things.
Oh, absolutely. Look, the society's degenerating. There's a bunch of scum, and then they're in the police department, too. Jakari, you're a smart guy. I mean, you know, I've seen you on air make a lot of predictions that have come true. What is your gut about this year? I mean, I think we're going to see more ISIS cells, more police shootings. It seems like the establishment, the media, is really trying to turn the heat up and exacerbate this as much as they can.
Well, we've seen a lot of terror attacks, I believe, in June alone. I can't recall the exact number, but it's an astronomical number, not just here in the States, but of people who were killed in terror attacks.
It's over 300 terror attacks this year so far.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's completely ridiculous. It's continuing to grow. As far as will we see more shootings like this, I can't say for sure. I definitely hope not. I hope also the ISIS attacks will stop, but see so much of a running start that they got this year, if it continued, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, I know this. They need to take the gloves off. Look, if a white supremacist group is online saying, let's organize and kill, say, Hispanics, arrest them. You're not allowed to do that. But they're smart enough not to do that because they would get arrested. They're not going after the Black Lives Matter people that are saying, kill Donald Trump, go after us, go at kill the cops. They need to be arrested, Jakari. I mean, if you're online organizing murder, they need to arrest these people and stop letting them organize.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of the group, because we see, like, groups on social media, like ISIS. You know, they say, well, we have to keep ISIS on social media so we can track them. I'm like, well, okay, if you would track them and actually stop them before they do these attacks, maybe I can understand this more, but you're allowing them to grow on social media, then you're blaming everybody who is not the actual trigger man for it, whether it's a society or it's Donald Trump or it's this guy or it's that guy. I'm like, what happened to blaming the guy who actually pulled the trigger? You can be mad at somebody without going out there and pulling a trigger.
Absolutely. Jakari Jackson, one more segment with you, then we're going to start opening the phones up and taking calls. I got a bunch of clips. I want to run through the news, and we're going to have my predictions of what I think is coming up specifically how to stop this.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Right now at DeseretFoodStore.com, get a free one-year supply of food. That's right, a free one-year supply of storable foods. Deseret Food Store has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO-free, has no MSG, and is the highest quality of food on the planet. For the next 20 callers, buy a full year supply of food and get one free. That's right, buy one and get one free. Call 801-444-1444. Again, that's 801-444-1444.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Remember that old punchline? The devil made me do it. We laugh about it, but what if it's true? What if you found out that Satan has power over this entire planet? We built a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. The site sheds biblical light on modern tradition and misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own answers straight from your own Bible. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. If you want to cut through all of the religious clutter and see who's really in charge, come visit thebiblesaysthat.org.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Bottom line, George Soros, the globalist, Obama, Hillary Clinton, they are behind this attack. I'm not going to sit back and watch their Justice Department, George Soros created, basically communist detonator group, come out and do another group of cop killings and then blame the Second Amendment and blame free speech in this country. and then blame just local governments and local police across the board. That is the essence of totalitarianism, is to just blame whole groups of people. That's crazy. In fact, that's like racism against people in uniform. I mean, that's what racism is just mindless tribalism. I don't want the police treating me like I'm a criminal just because I'm a citizen. I get mad when they do that. That's a form of tribalism. But it's a plan to bring the country down. I want to get other angles from Jakari Jackson, our reporter in Dallas. I'm in Austin, Texas. But first, here is the police chief, again, getting into the motive of the man they talked to before they sent a robot in to kill him. This is Police Chief David Brown.
I want to share with you some of the comments from this suspect. The suspect said he was upset about Black Lives Matter. He said he was upset about the recent police shootings. The suspect said he was upset at white people. The suspect stated he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers. The suspect stated we will eventually find the IEDs. The suspect stated he was not affiliated with any groups, and he stated that he did this alone.
But that's not true.
The suspect said other things that are part of this investigation so that we can make sure that everyone associated with this.
So for me, wow, there's bombs out there. We can't buy those at the store. And then on top of that, they send a robot in to kill him. A lot of unprecedented things happening here, Jakari. Other angles.
Absolutely. To quickly recount the events, we also have an interview coming up with a young lady, an eyewitness, was out here last night when things unfolded. As the police chief was referencing right there, maybe some new information has come out, but I'm looking at this BBC article, and it says that two snipers had fired from an elevated position, some shooting officers in the back. So BBC is reporting at least two triggermen, depending on which site you go to, which source you go to. I've seen as many as six people involved. It doesn't mean that all people had a gun in their hand, but they're saying that as many as six people could have been involved in some way. And the main suspect that was killed with the robot, as far as I know, this is the first time in Dallas that they've had to use a bomb robot to kill somebody. Micah X. Johnson, as he expressed there in the interview there, Alex, he had said resentment towards white people, towards white police officers. He saw this as some type of retribution, and he opened fire out here. Now, there's also another gentleman who was named as a suspect but was later cleared by police officers because he was open carrying during the event. So after the shooting took place, he was encouraged by family members to go turn himself in. He surrendered his firearm to police officers, and after a talk with the man, they said that he was not a threat. But it's the danger of the social media, Alex, how this man was suspected, but a lot of people started to give him death threats after his name came up, after his image came up. So now he's having to deal with all that because of the very quick reaction of people who understandably wanted to get him off the street, but also put him in danger when they put out that information.
Well, the essence of an idiotic race war, or a civil war for that matter, is you just go after somebody because of what color uniform they have or where they live or what color they are. And that's why we don't need racist white people to go around and start shooting black people or vice versa. That's the same reason you know you don't want to shoot cops because they're wearing a blue uniform. I mean, that's why you go after someone that actually does something to you, not just because someone is in a group. And I think the media, in the name of ending racism, has hyped us into this whole system where it's gone beyond that now. Everything is about color. And it seems like we've really gone backwards under Obama, Jakari. Do you agree with that, A? And B, do you think that was done by design?
As far as racial relations, I don't think they're any better under Obama. I definitely would not say that. I don't recall, granted I'm probably more awake now than I was, you know, back before 2008, but I don't recall racism on this level where it was so apparent every day, some new article, and not just racism, but whether it's sexism or some type of discrimination, you know, whatever. It seems much more apparent now than it was prior to 2008.
Sure, exactly. Clearly, Obama and the media are just hyping the daylights out of this. What do you make of Google and Obama and people saying police need to reform, implying that it's their fault this happened? Because these are cops that got killed. We don't know what they did. We don't know if they need to be reformed.
Well, I think with anything, that this is something for the police to come out and say, well, this is why we need MRAP. This is why we need the heavy body armor, because we may have to deal with these types of situations. And when stuff like this happened, I can't really blame them so much for saying that they want that stuff. Not saying that I necessarily want them to use it in every situation. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be hype. It's going to continue to be hype. It's also the anti-gun angle. As you pointed out, the guy was saying that he had IEDs. Thus, to my knowledge, they have not recovered any IEDs in the area, but even if the guy did have one, like we've seen in other places around the world, you don't buy those at
Infowars.
You don't buy those at an academy.
Great job, Dakari. More with you guys coming up to Infowars.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Guest on for like 10 minutes with us, and it is an important topic. Those are the First Amendment. Then we're going to go to your phone calls. If you're in Dallas or a police officer or a citizen that wants to respond to what you're witnessing here, undoubtedly George Soros is trying to cause a civil war in the country, and now mainstream media admits that's where it's going, with Google and the president and everybody in the establishment saying, reform the police. It's your fault. If you would grovel better and if you were nicer, this would happen. And the main shooter, reportedly several dead and then someone else in custody, says that the end is here. This is the end of the world race war that MTV-funded hip-hop since the 80s has been saying is coming. As if the U.S. with 5% of the world population falling will end the world. Or as if having a civil war is going to be good for anybody. It's just totally manufactured. A total diversion. Right into this election. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And if you are a police officer, you go to the head of the line to give us your take on this. Or if you are a social justice warrior, Trigglypuff, Black Lives Matter, whatever, I'd like to hear from you as well. 800-259-9231. Cleveland's coming up in about a week and a half. The RNC, I was going to put a couple flights a day, twice a day there, and then also coming up at the events in the DNC in Philadelphia. And I remember even saying, okay, we'll go out and talk to some of the biggest companies out there. And but I said, have a couple backups, because I think they'll refuse to even print our banner, Hillary for President. In fact, Buckley was asking for this last night. Has a big sheet, a big color printout of what the banner looks like. I was going to get it yesterday for a news clip I was going to do last night. I never got it, so I didn't do it then either. If I could have that, I would show people that on television right now and for radio listeners. But it's a big banner, Hillary for President 2016, very visible, not just a long, skinny banner to be towed by a plane, but the big, giant, fat ones. It's just huge. And we're going to fly that, because she's not above the law, around the RNC and the DNC. And we got a call yesterday, after I'd signed the contract, on Monday, by Van Wagner Aerial Media, one of the biggest in the country, LLC. And I can show TV viewers a picture of the contract here. And I signed it. And they called up and they said, well, the owner of the company, the CEO, just doesn't want to be involved in this because there would be political repercussions. And all I want to say is, let your chains set lightly upon you, like Patrick Henry said. Forget you are our countrymen, and go from us in peace. Because cowards may cry peace, peace, but there is no peace. And this is this climate of attacking free speech in this country. So the long-term weather forecast for a week and a half show it pretty clear out there. So I'm going to hire a couple companies, and we're going to try to double down. And I want to invite anybody else with aerial companies, put up your own banner. Come, Hillary for President, or whatever your free speech message is. Imagine having 10 planes in the air at one time going around over Cleveland or over the DNC. I mean, if you own an aerial company, I'm putting all the profits from Hillary for President shirts into this. I'm not even intending to take any profit this year. So far, I've not been paid anything. I am hiring new people, putting everything we've got into the fight for this country, because this country's in trouble. Globalists are trying to cause a civil war. And so I do have the sign. Thank you very much. Here it is for TV viewers. This is the demo we sent them weeks ago. This is what we were paying for. And then now it's almost too late to print it at, you know, this giant size, something like 50 by something, one of the biggest banners they can make. It's humongoid. We can still make them almost as big. I got to sign contracts today. Certainly to make the RNC. I think the DNC is even more important. So it's Hillary for President 2016, Infowars.com. That's the banner. And then they wait over a week, because they had the banners a week and a half ago. And then they wait, and then, oh, sorry, we can't do that. But that's fine. That's fine. Listen, go move to North Korea. I bet Kim Jong-un would like it. They can play basketball with him. Van Wagner Aerial Media. And we first went to them to look into blimps, but those are way too expensive. In fact, they're one of the main blimp companies. Now, joining us to talk about this, and we'll obviously have him on while it's all happening. He's going to be out there. I hope he'll work with us, you know, just to organize this. But maybe I should start a fundraising drive and, you know, try to put 5-10 planes in the air at once. Imagine that. Because this is the type of stunt in front of the world media that can have a big effect. That's why they're afraid of it. Justin Wayne, flysigns.com, just started working for Banner Operations in 89 and started making the banner equipment for worldwide distribution in 92. He has multiple production facilities in both the U.S. and Mexico, making aerial billboards and banner equipment. He is currently one of the biggest banner towing operators in the USA, with access to over 120 airplanes nationwide, and currently service every U.S. city. So maybe he can honcho a plan for us, because they tried to censor us. I almost want to just put like 10 times, but I just don't have the money. So, folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy a bunch of Hillary for President shirts, at least have those on the ground. But Justin even predicted to us yesterday who we were using and who had refused to do business with us after stringing us along. So, refusal of service. You know, you can sue people if you want a gay wedding cake. By the way, I'm a libertarian. I do your cake. I mean, whatever. But I guess it's okay to censor us and say, we're not taking your money. We won't say Hillary for president. I wonder if I should sue them. No, you know what? I'll just take my business elsewhere. But this is the climate and the mindset of this country. Get your 5-star rated shirt today, and it's all going to this. I mean, in fact, if you buy 10,000 of them, I can put 3-4 airplanes in the air every day. Our budget is to sell 5,000 shirts. I mean, come on, folks. We got millions of listeners. Go buy the shirt. If you bought 50,000 shirts, I'll put blimps in the air. I'll have huge billboards all over the town. It's just, we got to spend money to defeat these people. I'm all in. I don't need another car. I don't need a bigger house. I'm nothing against money. Money gives you the power to do what you want, but we're going to lose all of our free choice and all of our money if we don't invest now in the fight. We've been rolling over too long. Justin Jay, I'm ranting right now. It's just incredible, though, to see all this unfold. What's your view on all this?
You know, I'm not surprised what happened with the cancellation of the contract. And, what I am surprised is they that they gave us so much lead time to prepare another campaign. So typically they might do that a day or two before the event, and then we have no chance to get something.
And just to be clear, you've been contacting us weeks ago when you heard about this, and I just let other folks choose a place, which is fine. We'd actually were going to use you before for the JFK 40th, but it was rained out, you know, literally thunderstorms every day, freezing weather and ice. So that got canceled. So we were already going to use you as a patriot. You'd already reached out, already given us big discounts. So I don't know why I had a brain fart, didn't go back to you to begin with. But thank you for reaching out to us.
No worries, Alex. I appreciate the call and the opportunity.
What would you do to maximize, the effect? Because, you know, they may say FAA rules now and just ban us. And then that'll just be more attention to the censorship.
We're expecting some type of flight restrictions. The more attention that's brought to this campaign, the more likely there will be some. But we'll be able to get in there pretty close, and a lot of people are going to see these signs for sure.
Absolutely, and the people are going to ask, you know, why are they trying to censor it? So, what is your experience? I mean, how are you able to, calling us to predict A, who we'd used, and B, that they would refuse us? Because it did happen.
I've heard of it before, number one. And number two, I think they're a multi-billion dollar entity. I don't think they need your money for the problems that this campaign would.
Yeah, they're globalists. Absolutely.
Yeah, they just don't need to do it.
That's my biggest downfall is activism is where you spend your dollars. But I get so busy, I tend to not do that. It's like when the MI5 met me in local police. To cover Bilderberg, they said, why are you staying in a corporate chain hotel? Why are you not staying in a mom and pop? You claim you're fighting these people. Why aren't you buying local? And I said, wow, are you really chewing me out to be mean? They said, yeah, that's how we're going to beat them. And it actually taught me a lesson, but you're absolutely right. We need to go with the Americana folks like your company, flysigns.com.
Right. We're on board with you, Alex. I've been a longtime listener, supporter. And I'm glad we're getting the opportunity to work with you on this thing. We're discounting down for you, so maybe you can use some of the resources in other areas.
Well, I tell you, I want to up the campaign. So thanks for the discount. But I almost just want to tell people that folks with money ought to just contact you and run their own signs, like Hillary's a criminal. I mean, I'm done. I think it's time for everybody to attack.
We can. We're doing the same thing that Van Wagner was going to do for you, but we're allowing you to use some of your resources, you know, in other areas. And if the people want to call us direct, or if they want to buy more shirts and have you guys do more planes. We can bring in literally 20 aircraft to each location.
Wow.
I mean,
I'm all about you not being centralized. And I'm just telling our listeners all over the country, a lot of them that are super wealthy, like Gary Haven. I guarantee I call Haven right now. I bet he'll put 2 aircraft in the air, you know, for several days. But I'm just saying, I'm not going to call everybody. Just Gary Haven, all other great patriots, Chuck Norris, you name it. It's time. People just need to call you and call others. You know, you've proven you'll do what you say. And yeah, I'd love to put 20 aircraft in the air. I just don't have the money to put more than maybe 3 or 4 a day in. Plus, the banners cost money. But I also don't want to screw your pilots over and the folks you contract with. But, I mean, I almost, if you want to honcho it and organize it, sir, I want to hit them hard, especially the DNC. I think the RNC, we need a few aircraft every day. But I think the DNC, it should be literally the heavens open up with aircraft. That would be incredible, wouldn't it?
It would be. we're big fans of the First Amendment, number one, and number two, Alex. This needs to be done. What she's done and what's happened is criminal. It's criminal. She needs to be held accountable for.
Yeah, well, people tell me, hey, yeah. Hillary might come after you. She already got me fired. They already sent. I mean, I've already dealt with these people. I don't care. Folks have to get to the point of getting up off their ass and not being cowards. That's why I appreciate the fact that you're not a coward, sir. I appreciate you standing up for this country and helping.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Not a problem. I'm all in, Alex. We're with you.
Absolutely. We got to get all in here. Can you believe Obama and all the hype in the media with the Black Lives Matter and now triggering this? I mean, these people are dastardly.
You know. First, we want to send our condolences to the departments, the families, the friends of the officers involved last night. Terrible. What's more terrible is that Obama's not standing up and just condoning it
he's basically condoning it.
Yeah. Shutting down, right? For not, you know, and. It's like, he can stand up and stop this whole thing, and he's not. And he's not. It's amazing.
Well, I know we're getting some of your biggest banners out there. We're signing the contracts right now, sending the money over. Thank you for rushing this through. And, the expert of this. What do you think of our design? Do you think it's a pretty good design?
I made a slight change last night. I sent it over to Buck and, and I think he was getting that approved. We're just going to make things a little bit bigger and readable from a little bit.
Absolutely, sir. Whatever you want to change it, we'll do it. You're the expert, and we're all in. So, how many days we have budgeted right now? A couple days, or what can we do?
We got one airplane right now. We got one airplane at least for the 4 days in Cleveland, and we got that scheduled for 3 days in Philadelphia, expecting that Obama and or Biden will be in Philadelphia on the last day, which will close out the airspace for 30 miles around the convention. So the last day of the convention in Philly, I don't think we're going to be able to get in there and fly. And then as it gets closer, we'll see what other type of flight restrictions are going to want to throw up around us.
Absolutely. But regardless, we'll be there. It'll be in the news. They censor it. And, next we'll fly it over D.C. I mean, every time they try to suppress us, we're going to stand up. If other folks want to get involved, and, maybe you want to fly it over D.C. or maybe you want to fly it, whenever Hillary's somewhere. Call flyscience.com and put the planes in the air. And this is a way to fight back. I mean, I've seen statistics from advertising, not radio, and radio is great, not TV, not print. Signs in the air are the most effective advertising today, especially because of internet and all the ads we're bombarded with. There's nothing like seeing that airplane up there with that sign. Is that an accurate statement?
For sure. It's an uncluttered space, and it's... it's unique, and people actually stop and look and want to read the sign. So it's not something like you see, 100 signs every 10 miles on the side of the road. It's one or two signs all day long up above.
Well, we're losing everything because people aren't all in to fight this crime wave, but more folks are getting awake. Justin Jay, owner of flysigns.com, one of the biggest companies in the country, independently run, a great patriot. Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
No, I appreciate you having me on, Alex. We're honored to work with you, and anything we can do for you or the listeners, they just have to call in and let us know, and
all right.
We'll be able to do anything.
Well, God bless you for standing up against these censors, and we'll talk to you again. Thank you, sir.
You too, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. We're going to go to break and come back with your phone calls and the tragic events in Dallas, the attempted by the White House, the media, to start a civil war. That's what mainstream media is calling it now. Folks are figuring out. I'm not bragging. I've studied the enemy. This is not, I didn't come up with all this. That's what's so frustrating. The enemy admits their program. And so I would like to see our wealthy listeners, a lot of you, I mean, just this is a battle. And I'm telling you, people think, oh, how's that going to save the world? It isn't. The taking action will spur others. Maybe a website. Maybe Hillary's a criminal. Maybe Obama runs Black Lives Matter. I don't know what you put up on the, folks should just do it. It's time to get aggressive. Or maybe you pay for a billboard. Or maybe you paint the side of your barn. Or you stick a bumper sticker on your card. Or whatever it is. Or you reach out to people of different races and colors and creeds and try to bring them into the liberty movement that unifies us around basic free will. But, I mean, a lot of people go, man, Hillary's scary. You don't want to... I love how folks always tell me Hillary's scary, as if I don't know that. I'm not afraid of Hillary. I'm afraid of her winning. I'm afraid of her having her way with this country. I'm not somebody that's going to just cower down. And it's not because I'm a tough guy, folks. It's because I have good instincts. I care about civilization. I know I'm a man. I'm here to try to make things better. That's all. Just like my forebears. They weren't perfect. But America had the biggest seat at the table with the elite and the most wealth and the most opportunity because we wouldn't roll over and we'd rather die on our feet than living on our knees. And it's time to commit. Let me tell you, folks, you're not alive till you commit. I know a lot of you have committed. But so many people like this idiot, these idiots up in Dallas that got mind controlled, they at least had commitment. They really believed they were involved in justice. But those of us that are awake, what are we going to do? Not go out and shoot innocent people? No, engage in information warfare. Engage in voting with your dollars. Speaking of that, we're running a special through Monday. I've expanded the Independence Day special to not just water filters and not just non-GMO seeds, but now optics, G-Shock watches, solar generators, survival gear, and more. 10% off is the lowest, upwards of 40% off of the storable food. Alexa Pure and Pro Pure water filters, all of it. Those are 20% off. A lot of it, 40% off. One of the biggest sales ever. I've just decided people are ready to get ready. They're ready to get prepared. This is stuff everybody needs. Look at all the destabilization going on. I hope we never need this stuff, but I'm telling you, it's something everybody's got to have. Your purchase supports the InfoWar.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie Delta November NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
are coming in of more police being shot. We're pulling up the Fox 2 report out of Missouri right now as we speak. And again, they want to have an orchestrated civil war or rebellion against the corrupt government that just overthrows local government so the globalists can come in. Missouri cop shot during traffic stop after turning back the suspect comes day after Dallas police attack. And, again, just like suicide by cop didn't used to exist and now it's become popular, or one crazy person jumps off the Empire State Building and suddenly five more try, that as the media hypes this more and more, it'll just intensify. Authorities are investigating after a police officer was shot during a traffic stop Friday morning in St. Louis County. It happened after 11 a.m. near the 300 block. The officer who works for the Baldwin Police Department was transporting to a local hospital for treatment. His condition is unknown at the time. So this is just more of what you're going to see. As Obama says, we must reform the police after the shooting, saying that basically it's their fault. I cannot stress to you enough that this is our so-called government orchestrating this. And when I say this, it's so crazy, I can't believe it either. The UN to advise and control local police departments. And then on top of this, we have the military gearing up for civil unrest like it's never done and digging in and getting storable foods and weapons. And people say, what are you saying, the government's our enemy? No, it's compartmentalized. They don't tell them. They just gear up for civil unrest. It's in the news. The elites are going into armored fortresses. They're moving to New Zealand in places. They're evacuating Europe. They're bringing 5 million jihadis into Europe. Look at how Obama tried to cover up Fort Hood and San Bernardino and the Pulse nightclub and all these other events. The cops getting shot, Allah Akbar, you know, Philadelphia, the Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting centers. I mean, the cases go on and on. And look, it's his people. It's the jihadis he brings in. And then they order the FBI to not go after him. And then it's the Black Lives Matter. This is how Bill Ayers trained communist president operates. It's George Soros. Arrest them. Arrest Hillary. This is ridiculous. And let me tell you something, though. They're going to fail. They mean to bully the police and bully local governments and kill a bunch of them and have them roll over to the feds and roll over to the Justice Department and roll over to the UN and have them follow their orders. It's not working. If we wake up the local police and government, we can really take our communities back and have this globalist attack backfire and really save our country. That's why they want us to have a war with the police, a civil war, so that that never happens. Everything the COG is set up to do, the continuity government system, is to take over local government. And this is meant to make it fail. The average cop does not want to shoot a black person or anybody else. It's a real good way to ruin your career. Are there lunatics? Absolutely there are. But are they even a blip on the radar screen? No, but the media creates the perception, just like the metal robot shark, people won't swim 35 years later in the ocean because of Jaws. I want to go to Terry in Utah. Navy, preparations for civil unrest. I want to talk to Will, talking about BLM and what they're doing. The Dallas shooting, Nelson wants to talk about. Dave wants to talk about Dallas shooting and more. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. But whatever you do, take advantage of the 20 to 40% off on the storable foods. That ends on Monday. And discounts of 20% off of nutraceuticals, 10% off on all of the nutraceuticals across the board. Free shipping's being offered, 10% off on auto ship, a bunch more. And it funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.